So, Divine Light Ignite, Day 24. Welcome. Today we'll be going into the garden again. We'll be returning to the garden, I think, for another two times. And by now you're quite familiar with this process. You press pause once you're in the garden, or rather unpause once you're in the garden, and then I lead you there. So we're going to go a little step further today. You're going to take yourself not just into your garden, but take yourself really into the light in the center of the garden. What you're doing is you really are taking yourself right into the divine presence. And when you've done that, when you've brought yourself firmly into the light. Now, please remember, this implies also stepping out of your present persona, stepping out of your body, really finding yourself in the light. If you can then reach over and press play again, then I will lead you forward. Today, what we're going to look at is soul contracts. Now, I'm sure you have many active contracts in your current life experience, your family, your friends, the people who are close to you, your antagonists. Do you have people who really, really irritate you, who really just bug you? Well, these are all soul contracts. So all of the active relationships, whether you like them or not, whether they're good or difficult, need to be looked at. And then also past life soul contracts. These are deeply touching interactions that you had, again, whether you liked them or whether they were difficult, whether they're positive or negative, they're all contracts. And really we need to come to closure on all of our contracts eventually. We need to be in a place where we are in peace and acceptance with all of life. This is the calm and neutral zone, and we need to get there eventually. Now, I'm not proposing to you that we can all get there in one quick meditation. You obviously cannot. But I do want you to understand some of how you can get there. So I'm going to show you an example of that. So once again, you're going to take yourself into the garden, into the light. And then you're going to press play again. Right now, pressing pause. And so as you press play, you are here in your garden, in the light. You're aware of this collection of patterns that you've stepped out of. Thought patterns, belief patterns, relationship patterns, physical form pattern, all of that. You've stepped out of all of that and allowed yourself to be the light. And this makes it possible for you to become aware of the other collections of patterns that you've also been, the other incarnations that you've lived, other lives. You're aware of all of that. And as your awareness expands, as you can see, feel, know, that you've been all of these many lives, so your depth of compassion increases. You've lived all of these other lives. Each of them a different experience. Some of these experiences have been quite horrific. We've done all kinds of things across these lifetimes. You've been heroic, and you've also been a really dastardly type. You've also been an abuser and a perpetrator, and you've done it all. The high and the low, the good and the bad. All of this is you, all of this is possible. When I come to look at all of my past lives, I find it takes from me my ability to judge others and see them as unworthy, unworthy of love, unworthy of acceptance. Because whatever somebody else has done, I've done some version of the same thing. Whatever I might look at in this lifetime and say, you're a bad person because of this or that. How dare you? How could you? Well, the reality is, I've been somewhere similar in one of my lives. So, it's merely a matter of perspective. And I'm there. And each of the lives that you've lived have got their contracts. Each of the lives, the incarnations that you can find here in the periphery of your light has got a whole network of other lives that it touches deeply. Right now, I'd like you to look at this present incarnation you are currently still busy with. And I'd like you to look at one contract. So think of or bring to your mind one relationship that this present life has that is perhaps causing you some difficulty. It's perhaps producing some pain, some conflict, some trouble. Now that trouble might be present. You might be presently struggling with this other person. It might be past. You might no longer have this person physically in your life. You might not know them even anymore. But the trouble is still there. It still rears itself in your emotions and in your mind. So as you bring this other person, this other contract to your mind, so your perspective shifts. You'll find you're no longer really looking into the light. You're no longer in the glory and the joy of the light. You find you're now at the boundary of your light and you're looking at this other person. You're contemplating them. So importantly, begin once again by shining light. Shine light on them. Because this contract is necessary. It serves you. It shows you something about yourself. Something you want to learn. Something you want to know about life and about yourself. So that's my first question for you. What is it that this contract has shown you about yourself and about life that you would otherwise not have known? If you can find one answer to that question, and there will probably be a number of answers to that question, if you can just find one, then you can see that this contract has a purpose. For you, it has a purpose. It's not just a meaningless painful interaction. You've been taught something. Now, I have found every one of my painful contracts, you know, even if I go back to when I was a little boy and some other idiot little boy bullied me or something, I can find a purpose. I learned something. I gained something. There was something there important for me. I needed that. That's why I signed up for it. And finding a purpose is what allows you to begin to find acceptance. So accept that this contract was signed by you when you knew more than you presently do. When you are your expanded self, your divine self, when you're outside of the limitations of being this human being, you contract for things which you then as a human being have to experience. They're not always happy. They're not always joyful. They're sometimes hard things. But the divine self knows, as the mortal self. It'll make its way through. It'll figure it out. It'll do what it needs to do. And then it'll return to the broader perspective. But you can't return to the broader perspective while you are clinging to the small things, like these contracts. Quite an interesting paradox. When you're in here, when you're struggling, when you're fighting, when the contracts are wrong, when life is unacceptable, then you stay stuck in your small perspective. When you can see that they're perfect, all of these contracts, necessary, useful, then you can let them go and you can raise your perspective. Become once again your divine self. So we're beginning that process right now by choosing to accept this contract, by looking at this other, that person that you struggled with, becoming aware that they too are an expression of a divine self, by shining your light on this person and then becoming aware of the divine self and shining your light on them too. And now you may greet that divine self. I see you, divine other. I see your light. I see your beauty, your perfection. I see your creation. And I see the contract that we have played. I accept. I'm in gratitude. I understand its value. I accept you, I love you, I release you. And then I begin to let this other go. And as I release them in gratitude. You know, they say, every story has a happy ending. And it's true, because at the level of spirit, we don't let go of stories until we're happy. When we're happy, when we're in gratitude, when we're ready for an ending. And the contracts that you are unable to release, you will judge the other or find the other to be that wrong that you cannot let them go. It's simply that you're not ready yet. Release the ones you are able to release. Release them one by one. Release them in joy. Even if you continue to relate to the person, even if they continue to be in your life, you can still let go of what was, what is old, what no longer serves, what's no longer present. And continue to relate, but as a master, relate in love. Relate in light and seeing the beauty of the other. Have the interactions you love to have. Let go of the interactions you don't. Even if they continue to hold on to you in that same way, keep letting go of them. Release your ties that bind you to lower frequency interactions. Allow yourself to raise your consciousness by letting go of your old contracts. Now, you might find you need to have some conversation with this other before you can really release them. You might find you need to tell them about your unhappiness, about your pain. Be willing to listen to their unhappiness and their pain. Work your way towards the point where you can say, I release you, and then do. And then let them go from your garden. Some contracts are with groups of people. Sometimes it's not just one person. Sometimes it's families or groups or whole collectives. You can release those in a group as well. There are many, many nuances, many fine details towards this process of releasing others from contracts. Sometimes you want to release one person, but you don't know enough, you haven't seen enough. You need to go and do some other work and first release something else before you can allow yourself to release them. Sometimes it's complicated, which is why this process of soul contract release is one of the more complicated, more interesting parts of soul reintegration work. If you're struggling to release your contracts, you might want to consider getting me to assist you in the soul reintegration session. But release the ones that you can. Release now. And keep coming back here. Keep releasing. You think once you've released somebody that you're done with them, well, you might find you have to come back and release them a good few times. But here's where you do it, and that's the very, very basic, the very beginner principles that I wanted to share with you today. I leave you here to do this work of contract release, as many as you can, as much as you can. And I will see you again tomorrow.